Be a visual thinker. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. World-renowned animal care specialist Temple Grandin was in Tennessee recently, and she spoke to a full crowd in Cookeville for Tennessee Tech University.
Animals are sensory-based thinkers. They think in pictures, smells. I'm a visual thinker, so it was obvious to me to look at what cattle were seeing. You can have another kind of mind that's your mathematical thinker. And then you have people that are verbal thinkers, different kinds of thinkers and different tasks and complement each other.
Temple Grandin has been in the livestock industry for more than 30 years now, and she says the most important thing you can do is be calm and observe.
Now, some very, very simple things that you can do is getting distractions out of your facility. Your animals might refuse to move through the chutes. Maybe they're balking at the trucks parked alongside it or a chain hanging down. It's really important to get more observant and then you remove those distractions.
Grandin says she didn't grow up involved in agriculture, and success in an industry doesn't mean you have to be born and raised in it. You just have to be exposed to it.
And I get asked all the time, how did I get involved in the cattle industry? I got involved in it because I was exposed to it when I was 15 years old. Students get interested in stuff they get exposed to. We've got to make sure that in the schools we're keeping hands-on classes, art, theater, sewing, music, cooking, welding, because for a lot of students, especially some of the kids that are different, it can lead to a good career. You want to make sure you keep your FFA agricultural programs. It's really important.
In addition to frankly addressing the students and agriculture industry leaders in the room, Grandin answered questions and emphasized the importance of keeping hands-on classes in our schools.
One of my big concerns today is I'm seeing a lot of smart visual thinking kids getting shunted into special ed when they ought to be doing a skilled trade. We have a huge shortage of welders who can read blueprints, auto mechanics, plumbers, electricians. Also, visual thinkers are very good at designing equipment, and we need our visual thinkers.
Have a great day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.